Mesechtes Bar Mitzia, Daf Tes, four lines to the top of Daf Tes Amid Aleph, and on Daf Chesam and Beis, we learned that Rishoyim Bnei Eil, Hasnei Salamidois, Valash Arim, Valschar Poilim, Ulasiya Al Kitzotzan, that the officers of the city could make various Tnayim, and if someone doesn't follow that Tnay, then they have the power to Knas them. And our Gemara begins, Hanu Beitri Tapchi, the of the Inyan and Bahade Adadi, there were the two butchers that made a deal with each other, and Ayin and the Bach, who takes out the words Beitri, and he learned that it was a bunch of butchers that got together and made the following deal, the Chol Man de Ovid B'Yoymin de Chavrei Nekru L'Mashchei, that they made a schedule as to when each butcher could go and shecht, and this way there would be meat for the marketplace. But of course, prior to refrigeration, there was no way for the person to keep the meat for a long period of time, and therefore, if all the shechtim would just shecht whenever they wanted to, then all the shechtim would not be able to make profits, and therefore they would misakim between their group, that each of the shechtim would have a specific day that they're allowed to shecht. And if they shecht on someone else's day, then the other shechtim would have a right to come and confiscate the hides of their animals and rip up their hides in order that they should not be profitable. And the Gemara tells us, one of the butchers went and shechted on a day that was really his friend's day, so the other shechtim went and they took his hides and they ripped it up. And so this shechtim took the other shechtim to Rava, and Rava was mechayev the other shechtim to pay him back. And the Gemara asks, we previously mentioned that the Bnei Yair and the city officials can make tnayim, and they could actually make knasos, and they could fine people if they go against their tnayim. So why should you be mechayev the shechtim for going and ripping up his hide if they had a right to make this knas? And certainly according to the Bach's Girsa, that all the tabachim got together, then we look at them as if they were controlling the market, and they were the city officials that were in charge of the meat of the market. However, according to the Girsa of Hanu Beitri Tav, that we're only talking about two sheikhtim that made this tzai, it's a bit sarbia as to what the question of the Gemara is. And the Gemara tells us, Lo Yahadli Rava, Rava did not respond to the question of Rabbi Bashalmi, and Amra Papa, Papa says, Shapa Ovid Lo Yahadli Midi, that it was proper that Rava did not respond, because Hani Mili Hechad Lek Adam Choshev, that the only time that we said that the Bnei Yair have a right to knas other people in the city is only if there is no Adam Choshev in the city that's also involved with the city problems. Abel Hechad Ikar Adam Choshev, but if there is an Adam Choshev in the city, then you don't have the right to make any tzayim without first receiving permission from this Adam Choshev. And even though Rav Papa understood why Rav did not respond to Rav Yair Bar Shalmi, but why didn't Rav say this to Rav Yair Bar Shalmi? And the Teretz is Pashut that Rav did not want to call himself an Adam Choshev. And we learned this Teretz of the Gemara based on the Pashas of the Gemara. However, Rav Yair Gershon brings another pshat, the Ikud Amma, Hecha Delek Adam Choshev, Ovid Inishdil Nafshei, when there is no Adam Choshev, then you could go and take things into your own hands. Avli ik Adam Choshev, Nokle Bedina Kamei, then you should have come to Bezdin, and you should have come to Bezdin in order to receive a psak that you could rip up his hides. And the Razra brings down for the Riv Megash that this Adam Choshev has to be also Mamuna Tzibor, and he has to be someone that's involved in the affairs of the Tzibor. And the Ramban explains the reason why you need to receive the permission of an Adam Choshev is Meshum Dilma Ikup Sedel Kuchais, the Miakri Zvini, and the Rabbanim were concerned that maybe if you allow the actual trades to make their own tnayim, then it's possible that they would make stipulations that would actually affect the tzibur in a negative way, as they may make takanas which will restrict the supply of food into the marketplace, and of course that will cause the prices to go up. And even if you see that they actually made a good tnay, and it actually made sense because the sheikhtim were all losing money, and they weren't doing it for any other purpose, and they weren't trying to raise the price in the marketplace, if they didn't get the approval of the Adam Choshev, then it would not be a valid tnai. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Abanan, we learned in the Braisa, in Mechashev and Bitzdaka in Gabit Tzdaka, we don't order the Gabit Tzdaka, Veloy Behegdish in HaGizbarim, and we also don't order the Gizba of Hegdish regarding Hegdish, Va'afal Pisha in Raya Ludava, Zech Ludava, and even though there's not a Raya to this idea of Benegea Gabit Tzdaka, however, there's a Zech Ludava, Shenem as the Pasuk states in Malachim Beis, Veloy Chashva Sanashim, Ashiyitnu Sakesav Al Yodim, Lasis Laisim Malacha, that we don't make a cheshbon and we don't order to those people, meaning the gizbarim, that you're giving kesef to, who will give it to the ones who are working in the Beis HaMikdash, because they are faithfully fulfilling their task. And certainly we have a clear raya that we don't order a gizba of hegdish. However, Maisa, this pasuk is talking about a gizba of hegdish and not talking about a gabit tzedakah. Therefore, the Gemara stated, b'negeir a gabit tzedakah, afal pishein raya l'dava, zech l'dava. And as Rashi explains, that the reason why we don't order the gizba of hegdish HaMikdash is because he was so tired with all the different types of trades that was so busy in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, he didn't always have the time to actually write down exactly where the money went, and therefore we don't order him. However, b'degei agabit tzedakah, then l'chayr this svara doesn't pertain to him, as l'chayr that's his job, and he should really write down every single dollar that he has. But l'maisa we have a zecher davar, and therefore we don't order the agabit tzedakah. And as Rashi states in Divrei Maaser, she'in ra'ah davar, the loy begabit tzedakah k'siv ela begazbari hekdesh hanesumin in libam la'isim malacha shapelim rub l'malachas habei l'gaidrim l'chayts ve'evim l'ksafim l'chamarim l'kleis itzi ba'avni mechatzev v'ef shalaman al cheshben and kinaminu ba'alma. And as we learned in Masechet Shavuos, and we also learned in Masechet Bava Metzia, b'negei the isav halon eschar, Baal Bayis tar b'peilav hu, Baal Bayis is busy with his workers v'inshi, and he will forget. And Tesis states v'afal pishin ra'el dava zechel dava ra'ay gemur eina the shani hasam shoyu tzadikim gemurim. And Tesis learns that when the Gemara says v'afal pishin ra'el dava zechel dava, is not only referring to a gabit tzedakah, but it's also referring to gizbari hegdish. And the only time that we said this klal that we actually don't order them was only b'negei the gizbari hegdish that were building Beis HaMikdash, as they would tzadikim gemurim. And Rabbeinu Gershom clearly learns like Rashi, as he says, "Ach lo yichashav avagabi gizbarin shel hegdish havi raya gemura." Gemara continues. Amar Abelezer. Abelezer says, "Afal pishiyish le'adam gizban nem p'tech beisay." Even if someone has a trusted treasurer in his home, yotza v'yibna, when you give him the money, you should bind the money together and you should count it prior to giving to him. And this way, at least he knows that it's with the cheshbin, and he knows that you know how much money you originally gave to him. Shenema as benegiyah to bin beis hamidash. Even though in pasuk tazayin the pasuk stated that we don't order it to the gizbar, as we stated. However, previously in Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Pasuk says, "Vahi ki ro'isam ki rava kesef ba'orayin, vayal seif ha'melech v'akoyin ha'gadol, vayitzu vayimnu es ha'kesef ha'nimtza beis Hashem." And therefore we see that even though ultimately we won't order the gizbar of Hegdish, but even so, prior to giving the money to the gizbar of Hegdish, they made sure to count the money and to tie it up in a bundle. And the Gemara continues with the machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Am Rav Huna, b'itl mezaynis v'im b'itl l'chsos, that when distributing food to aniyim, then you have to do diligence on the ani and make sure that he's an ani. However, if someone comes and asks for clothing, then we are not baidik and we don't have to do diligence and we just give him clothing. And the Gemara explains, ibayis eim akrav, ibayis eim asfara, ibayis eim asfara. If you want, I could say it's based on asfara. It's haikam avazi, as a person that doesn't have enough clothing or doesn't have the proper clothing is embarrassed, and therefore we don't do due diligence. However, v'hai loikam avazi, someone that's just hungry is not in a matzav of bezoyin, and even though he's actually bitsar, but we still have him wait until we do diligence and we make sure that he's actually an ani. Ibayis eim akrav, or if you want, I could tell you it's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, and the pasuk states, haloi paris l'ra'iv lach b'cha v'aniyim rudim tavi bayis ki sira arim v'chisisai umi b'sar chaloi tisalim. And the gears of our Gemara is haloi paris with a sin. The Gemara therefore dashens b'shin k'siv parosh, that l'maisa we could read it as a shin. As Rashi states, darosh v'chakar t'chila, that you should first check him out and you should investigate him before giving an ani mezoinis. However, hadahavle, after you've investigated him and you do your diligence, then you should give him mezoinis. However, hasam k'siv b'negei begodim, the pasuk says, kisira arim v'chisisai, right when you see that he's naked, then you should clothe him and you should give him clothing. Kisira la'alta, and we see that means right away, and you should not do any diligence and you should not check him out. And the Ritva first brings down the way that we learned Agamara. However, the Ritva states, v'kashalid rabbeinu meya, the b'kulu nuschad nviyu dukni k'siv b'samach, Elamaisa are Gersin on Avim, and Yeshaya is with a Samach and not with a sin. And therefore, how could the Gemara say that Bishinksiv, as it doesn't actually have a Shin, it actually has a Samach? And Ritva, as well as the Mashah, as well as the Yad Ramah, bring other ways to learn our Gemara, which work out based on the Gersa that we have in Yeshaya, a Parois with a Samach and Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Huda Aman, Rabbi Huda argues on Huna, and he says exactly the opposite, Baikin Lechsos, the Ein Baikin Lemzainis, we do diligence, but the giving out clothing, but not when giving out food, and not when giving out sustenance, as ibayis eim akra, ibayis eim asvara, and ibayis eim asvara, haikam etzarele, v'haylikam etzarele, a person that doesn't have food is bitzar, and therefore you have to make sure to give him food immediately, so you relieve his tzar. However, someone that doesn't have clothing, although he's embarrassed, but he's not bitzar, and therefore you could be baidik, and you could do diligence, and ibayis eim akra, and if you want, I could bring a pasuk, which is the same pasuk that Rav Huna brought from Yeshaya, as as b'negei food, the pasuk says haloi parois l'ra'ev lach becha. We learn it based on the reading of the pasuk parois la'ato uchad karinon, that you should make sure to give him food immediately, and you should not hold back to do diligence, as potentially he could die in the interim. And even though in this gemara, the gemara Gemara brings down the word haloi parois with a samach, some agurus again with a sin, so it should make sense based on the girsa that we had previously. However, benegeya clothing, v'hasam ksiv, kisira aram v'chisisai, and we explained the pasuk, kishiralacha, when you already know clearly that he needs clothing, that is the point yet that you should give him clothing. The Gemara states, tanika vasar abhuda, amma kisuni baikin achrav, if someone says, I need clothing, then you check after him and you do diligence. However, panasuni in baikin, if he says, I need panasa, I need food, then we immediately give him food and we don't do diligence. Rashi states, ve'in baikin l'chsus, in bar orim v'amma kisuni, loikin l'chsus mi'ad, and it's mashma that if he comes without clothing, then we don't check him out. But it's also mashma that if he has some sort of clothing, and even though they're tattered or they're rigs, that even according to Rav Huna, we would not give him clothing without checking him out. As Lemaisa, at this point, he still has clothing, and therefore he's not mutal b'bezoyin. However, the Ritva says, Pirish Huzal, the Mayer, the Mechasek Susa, the Megana Le Mitzina, that even though he does have clothing that's protecting him from the cold, El Dele Mechasek Kedechazitle, that Lemaisa is not covering him properly, the Bezoyin Ikra, Tzair Leka, that the Bezoyin but no Tzar, and Inami, or the Mechasek Kula Ksusa the Tzarech, he has regular clothing, El Dele Lovish Glima, Vele Sadina, but he doesn't have a coat, Hakal Hech, Dele Mechasek Susa, the Megana Le Mitzina, but if he doesn't even have clothing that's protecting him from cold, Vade the Kula Amma in Bekin Akrav, then both Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda would agree that we would give him clothing immediately and not do diligence, as the Ha'ispei Tati, Tzairi Ubizoyna, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, Tanan Hasam, we learned him Sechs Peya, in Peiches in La'ani Ha'ivim in Makan La'makim, Mekika Bepunyan Me'abba Selen Besela, that if there's an Ani that goes traveling from one town to another town, and he only stays in every town for one day, then there's a responsibility on the Tziba to give him food, and you have to give him enough food for two sudais, and of course this was what the Tamchur was made for, and the amount of food that you have to give him is a loaf of bread that can be produced when the price in the marketplace for flour is 4 sa' for a seller. You produce a loaf of bread by buying a punyan of wheat, and that produces the loaf of bread which will give the ani enough food for 2 sudais. And as Rashi says, that really you could produce a loaf of bread of a half a kav. However, we're talking about the price for raw materials, and then once you add in the labor cost of the baker, then all that we get is a quarter of a kav of bread, and that is enough to sustain an ani for a full day and for 2 sudais. The Mishnah continues, Lo nisloi panasas lina, that if the ani stays in town overnight, then you have to make sure he has what he needs in order to go to sleep. And the Gemara asks, my panasas lina, what do you mean that you give him panasas lina? And it's mashman that you're giving him food, but we already gave food, as it stated that we gave him mazon beis sudais. And Amar Papa says, Puri beis sadya, einichanami panasas lina, is referring to giving him a bed and giving him a pillow. The Gemara continues, Shavas, that if the ani stays over a Shabbos, nicely mazon shalosh sudais, then you have to give him enough food for 3 sudais, as even though during the week it was normal for people to only eat 2 sudais, however on Shabbos there was a chiyuv to eat shalosh sudais. And we will get back to the 2 longer tesis in a moment. And the Gemara continues, Tana, we learned to the Braisa, Emhoi machzal apsachim enis kakenloi, that if you have an ani that goes around to doors and knows how to collect funds, then we don't help him and we don't give him mazon from the kupa, as Lemaisa, he's someone that's able-bodied and he's able to figure out how to actually collect his own money. As Rashi states, in his kakeloi losis mois min hakupa, achri shalomad l'chazal apsachim dayu bekach. And the Gemara tells us a story, ahu anya davi machzal apsachim, there was an ani that used to go around and collect money by doorways to also come here to Rapapa, and he came in front of Rapapa, and as we know, Rapapa was very wealthy, but he was also the gabet tzedaka in the city, and he decided who to give money to, and loy mizdakigle, and Rapapa wouldn't give him any money from the tzibor. And amalei Rav Sama, b'ed Rav Yevil, Rapapa, ima loy mizdakigle, in a shachrino loy mizdakigle, and even though it's true that the din is that since he's able to be mechazel apsachim, therefore in the skakin loy, but if people see that the great Rapapa is not giving him any food, then other people won't even give him when they come to the doorway, as they will think that he's not roy for tzedakah. And lamusle, do you think that it's proper that you should cause him to die? And the Gemara tells us, amalei, the Rapapa responded to Rav Sama, b'ed Rav Yevil, v'atani, but we learned to the b'risa, ima yon ani machzal apsachim, ein iskakin loy, but amalei, Rav Sama, b'ed Rav Yema, responds to Rav Papa, ein iskakin loy matanam ruba, ein achinami, we don't give him a major matana, avin iskakin loy matanam artis, you still have responsibility to give him some sort of matana, in order that other people are not dissuaded from giving him money. And Taizid and Diva Maschel, loy yizdak, loy explains, hodu tanya, ein iskakin loy min hakuba, hainu kudei suda, avil davimuit, it loy, certainly the b'risa did not mean that the gabay tzedaka should not give this ani anything. The Gemara continues, Amr Abasi states, that even if a person doesn't make any income and therefore he he's not really responsible to give any maisa. However, a person should make sure to give at least a third of a shekel every single year to tzedakah. Shinema, as the pasuk in Nechemiah says, "V'madno aleinu mitzvahis lasa aleinu shlishus hashekel b'shana la'avodas beis elokeinu." Therefore, we see that there's a minimum amount that a person should give to tzedakah every single year. V'amar Rav Asi states, "Shkula tzedakah k'neged kol mitzvahs," that by giving tzedakah, that is considered equal to the rest of the mitzvahs. Shinema, v'madno aleinu mitzvahis, as the pasuk actually states that you placed on us mitzvahis, mitzvah inksiv kan ela mitzvahis. It doesn't say a mitzvah, but it says mitzvahis, and therefore we see that the mitzvah of tzedakah is compared to multiple mitzvahis. And the Gemara continues, Simon gadol mikdash maisha, Amar Blazer, Blazer states, gadol ma'asa yoisim na'isa, that a person causes other people to give tzedakah and to do good deeds is greater than a person that actually does that good deed. Shinem, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'hoyim ma'isa tzedakah sholim, v'avidis tzedakah hashkit v'vetach ad olam. Rashi understands that the beginning of the pasuk is talking about someone that causes someone to do a mitzvah and give tzedakah, and the pasuk tells us that that person that causes someone to give tzedakah will have peace. However, v'avidis tzedakah, the person that actually gives the tzedakah, hashkit v'vetach ad olam, will have quiet and tranquility forever. And Rashi explains, how do we know when the pasuk says v'hoyim ma'isa tzedakah sholim is referring to someone that causes someone to give tzedakah and not referring to someone that does a ma'isa tzedakah and actually gives tzedakah? And Rashi says, because the pasuk could have stated v'hoyim ma'isa tzedakah sholim, and by the fact that it said v'hoyim ma'isa tzedakah sholim, therefore we see that's referring to someone that collects money and causes other people to give tzedakah. However, Ein Rabbeinu Geshem, who actually learns this limud from the end of the pasuk, as the pasuk states v'avodas tzedakah, and he says ma'asahu, and Ritva points out that maybe hashkit v'vetach is greater than sholim, and he states pirish v'hashkit v'vetach hu avoch k'sas aval sholim hu davar shel teva gemura, sholim is teva gemura. And the Gemara continues, zocher, if someone zocher to give tzedakah properly, haloi parais l'ra'ev lachmecha, then you'll spread out and you'll give your food to a person that's hungry. However, loi zocher, if a person doesn't give tzedakah properly, then v'aniyim rudim tavi bayis. Then the pasuk in Yeshaya continues, v'aniyim rudim tavi bayis, that aniyim rudim will come into your home. And Rashi explains, aniyim rudim zum amshalos raimi, this refers to the Roman government, shesei ekas tamid havu havu shanu tzuchim, that they keep screaming out that they need more taxes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause that the money that you should have given to aniyim and the maisa that you should have given to aniyim will actually be taken by the Roman government, and ultimately, instead of having the mitzvah of tzedakah, the money will have been given to the Roman government. Amalu Rav l'bnei Mechuza, that Rav said to the people of Mechuza who were very wealthy, but matusu menaychud, I beg of you, asu b'hadi adadu, make sure to give tzedakah properly, ki heichad lehevelukhu shalom b'machusa, in order that you'll have shalom machus, and the Roman government won't come to take your money. The Gemara continues, v'amar b'lazah, b'zman sh'beis ha'midrash kayim, adem shekel shikloi mischapeloi, when the beis ha'midrash was mekuyim, then a person could give a shekel, or a chetzi shekel to the beis ha'midrash, b'adem achtes ha'shekel, and be part of all the kabbalah nisibah, and therefore receive kapara, achshav she'im beis ha'midrash kayim. However, nowadays that we do not have a beis ha'midrash, so oitzin tzedakah mutav, if you give tzedakah, and therefore you're making sure that aniyim have food, it's as if you're bringing a carbon, and therefore you'll have kapara. And vim lav, if you don't give tzedakah properly, boyin oivik kachavim v'neitlum bezraya, va'af ha'pikein nechashel en tzedakah, and even though you're going to be forced to give goyim this money, it will be considered tzedakah for you, shenema v'neksayach tzedakah, as the pasuk in Yeshaya states, that even when those oppress you take away your money, it will be considered tzedakah. And the Mashar explains that even though you're not giving money directly to aniyim, but the ma'aseh, when the government comes and collects money, they will always collect more money from the Ashirim, and therefore by the Ashirim giving more money, they're actually making sure that the aniyim don't have to give as much money, and therefore they're helping aniyim. And even though certainly this is not the intent of the Asher, but the ma'aseh, the Torah considers it as if he gave tzedakah. Before we continue, let's see the Ba'an Taisa's deal ma'aseh shenema v'man aleinu mitzvahis, and Taisa says, v'afagav da'hekro gavi beis elokeinu ksiv, and even though this pasuk is b'negiyah to beis hamikdash, and therefore Hakar Abasi state that we learn from this pasuk that shkula tzedakah k'neged kol ha'mitzvahis, and Taisa says, even though it's talking about the Bet HaKabayis, kol shkein tzedakah, that certainly this would be the case b'negiyah tzedakah, which is more chashuv than actually supporting the beis hamikdash, and therefore if giving to the Bet HaKabayis is shakul k'neged kol ha'mitzvahis, then certainly tzedakah is shakul k'neged kol ha'mitzvahis. Ayin Taisa deal ma'aschel im peschel ani ha'ivim makal ha'makah im mikikah b'punin, that Taisa points out that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos tells us that it was normal for an ani to always travel with at least one suda. And as the Gemara says, the chiozel movinon le suda b'hadei, the chiozel la breikin ozel, as when a person travels, they shouldn't let him go out empty-handed. Vimkein lamanis le shtei sudais daylei b'suda achas. And if so, he already has one suda for today. And why do we give him two sudais? And Taisa states, v'nirul reed, mechalkin tamchur b'layla l'fish inin chilin l'havchin l'min nastu l'min lay nastu, that the food pantry was only open in the morning and they did not give out food at night because they didn't know who they previously gave and who is coming for doubles. V'chei mashma m'rkama lon nois l'panasas lina u'mefarish t'haynu puryo b'isadya. And we see when the Gemara explained what nois l'panasas lina means, the Gemara clearly knew that it couldn't mean that you're giving them food, as we wouldn't open the food pantry at night, and therefore it must be that we're giving him a bed and a pillow. Aval kika in nislay or kach nislay beis sudesh sheyoychel achas b'layla ba'achas l'macha. And since he already has a meal for the morning that he brought from him from wherever he traveled from, so therefore we give him two more sudas, one for that evening and for supper, and one additional suda that he could take with him and travel with him in order that he doesn't leave the city empty-handed. And Taz explains the time to be in the lechwekam the in a day mishiyish lepas b'salay lemisha inlay lo yehi rov kolkach, and he won't be so hungry while he's traveling. And you can't explain that the reason why we're giving this extra suda is because we're concerned that he won't get to a Jewish city and he won't have what to eat. As if he's in the next city the next day, then even the next night he won't have what to eat, and therefore we should really give him three sudas. And the reason is because even if he continues traveling the next day and he finally reaches a city where there are Jews, but the mice of the Jews don't give out anything from the food pantry at night, therefore we should have made sure that he had three sudas. And Taisus continues, Diva Maschol Shavas Nisle Mazan Shalosh Sudas Pirish B'Shabbos B'Tzurayim Oysen Shtei Sudas Shenosle Esmo Be'er Shabbos Ochol Lil Shabbos V'Shabbos Shachris. Now Lemaisa, the two sudas that he received yesterday, he used for the Friday night suda and for the Shabbos morning suda. The Shalosh Sudas Shenosle B'Shabbos, and the three sudas that they give him for Shabbos, Yoichel Achas B'Shabbos B'Sudas Shlishes, he'll eat one on Shabbos B'Sudas Shlishes, V'Achas L'Matzoy Shabbos, and one for Malav Maka B'Shlishes Yishar Loi L'Macha, and the third he will hold until the next day, B'Derech Shalei Yelech Reikam, as we explained. And the Gemara continues, Amr Rava, Rava states, Hai Milsa Yishtoy Le Ula Mishagish Achose De Ime, that the following member was told to me by the young person who caused his mother to go against a normal way, and he caused it to do something which was not normal. And we will see in the Gemara as to how he caused his mother to do something which was not something that was normal for a woman to do. And we will see this story on the Aftes on the Beis. However, I am the Rabbeinu Geshem, who actually says that we're talking about the mother of Rav Achtavai. And when we learn the story, we will explain what the difference is between the Pshat of Rashi and the Pshat of Rabbeinu Geshem, which is also brought down by Tosfos. And we will first learn our Gemara like Rashi. And the Gemara continues on the Aftes on the Beis, that Mishmed Rabbi Elazar, the Rav Sheshes said this Memra in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Maidach Siv, as what does the Pasuk mean in Yeshaya when it says, Val Yilbus Daka Kishirion, and the Pasuk is discussing someone that's wearing a coat of armor which was made of small metal material which looked like the scales of fish. And why does the Torah compare tzedakah to shirion? And loy melcha, if this teaches us mas shirion zeh kol klipa v'klipa mitzterefes l'shirion gadol, just like this coat of armor, every single scale that you put onto the suit of armor eventually creates a large suit of armor. Af tzedakah kol pruta v'pruta mitzterefes l'cheshbon gadol, therefore b'negei tzedakah, every pruta that a person gives to an ani is eventually mitzteref to a cheshbon gadol. And a person shouldn't think that just because he's giving such a small amount to an ani that's not worth anything, as ultimately if you keep giving tzedakah, ultimately there's a cheshbon gadol and it's a great mitzvah. And the Gemara continues, Rav Chanina says that we learn it from the following pasuk in Yeshaya, and the pasuk is telling us that Yeshaya gave musa to Klal Yisrael, that even though you're doing certain mitzvahs, however Kadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with everything that you're doing. And as the pasuk states, v'nehi katame kulanu uchebeged idim kol tzedkaseinu v'novel ka'ola kulanu v'avineinu k'ruach yisrael. And Yeshaya tells Klal Yisrael that all of the tzedakah that you do is like a beged that is disgusting and that has to be removed from someone. And l'maisa, even though this pasuk is telling us that when Klal Yisrael gave tzedakah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at it as a disgusting beged, but we do see that tzedakah is compared to a beged, and therefore we learn out ma beged zeh kol nim v'nim m'serefes l'beged gadol. Just like when someone creates a beged, then every single thread eventually makes a large beged. So similarly, af tzedakah kol pruta pruta m'serefes l'cheshbon gadol. And the Gemara continues, amai kar lei ula mishagesh achosid imei. Why is it that Rav called Rav Sheshes the young person that causes mother to go against the natural way of women? The boyim near Rav Achtavai ba'ami Rav Sheshes. As the story was, Rav Achtavai ba'ami asked the following question from Rav Sheshes: minayin lemitzuri b'meitzipurei shemitamei adam. That how do we know that the Mitzuria, while it's in this day of counting, which Rashi explains is the days after the Mitzuria goes through the process of becoming tar and brings the karbonis, and then he has to wait 7 days. How do we know that the Mitzuria, after he brought his karbonis, karbonos is still going to be metame a person and still has a din like a abatoma. Rashi states bishleim would be mechilutai as bishleim a mitzera while it would be mechilutai, which is the 7 days they wait when he first becomes a mitzera iskish lemeis. Certainly over there we have a hekesh to a meis letame apa oil, and we know that he's metame people even ba oil, and therefore we know that he's considered like an abatoma. The Gemara tells us omoloi is Rav Sheshi's responded to Rav Achtu bar Ami hoil metame begodim metame adam. Now lemaisa we know that mitzera b'mei sipurei is metame begodim, and the pasuk says that after the 7 days of the mitzera b'yom sipurei, then v'chibes begodim, then he'll wash his begodim, and therefore we see that it's metame begodim, and therefore metame adam, just like an abatoma is metame begodim, him will be metame adam. Omoloi, but Rav Achtu bar said back to Rav Sheshi's dilma tuma b'chiburim shani, that although it's true that a mitzera b'mei sipurei will be metame his begodim, but that is only the begodim that he's actually wearing, but not necessarily begodim that he touches. And just like we find b'negei nevela, and as Rabbi Achtu continues, the nevela the metame begodim ve'ini metame adam. As we know, that if someone lifts up a nevela, he's metame the begodim that he's wearing. However, he's still not metame a person. And Rashi states tomi b'chiburin kagoyim bigdei levushai harein kumayu. That is like the person avashah begodim anegei behen v'cheinim yigah ba'adam loy metame. But who says that he's considered like a avatoma that he'll be metame other begodim and he'll be metame a person that he touches or that he goes into an oil with? And we don't find that a person that actually lifts up an avela is considered an avatoma and is mitame an adam and mitame other begodim that he's not wearing. And therefore, Rav Achtavoy was able to deflect Rav Sheshi's first raya, and on Malay, so Rav Sheshi said, Bela sheretz and mitame adam and alon. But benegay, a person that touches a dead sheretz of one of the shmein shratim, the pasuk doesn't seem a furish that he's mitame a person. And how do we know that he's mitame a person? And lab mishum the mitame begodim, isn't it because the Torah states specifically that a sheretz is mitame begodim? And if so, we know that a sheretz is considered avatoma and it's mitame begodim and it's mitame adam. And therefore, we should be able to learn a similar idea to the din of mitzera b'mesi puroi, that since he's mitame begodim, so he'll be mitame a person. And lamaisa, the Gemara really should have been able to give a teretz that you can't learn from the din of a sheretz. When the Torah tells us that a sheretz is mitame begodim, we're talking about a beged that the sheretz is not wearing and the sheretz touches, and therefore we can learn out that just like a sheretz could be metame a beged, so certainly he could be metame a person. However, once again, b'negei mitzera, we're talking about those begodim that he's wearing, and therefore we still would not have a raya that he could be metame a person. And Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, who brings down the pasuk where we see that a sheretz is metame begodim, as the pasuk says, v'chol sheyipol lo mehem b'moisam yitma mikol kli eitz oy beged o'yor esok v'hani la b'chiburin enu, and those begodim are not worn by the sheretz, and it's not tum b'chiburin. And the Gemara continues that on Malay, Rav Achtubay once again responds to Rav Sheshes that he can't bring a raya from a sheretz, as sheretz behedik sebei has been a gear sheretz. It actually states mefurish that it's metame adam, as the pasuk says oy ish ashiyiga b'chol sheretz. And as Rashi says, the reason why the Gemara doesn't give a teretz of tum b'chiburin shani is that different minay kamoiselay, as we brought a mefurish a pasuk. The Gemara continues that Rav Sheshes tries to bring a raya that a mitzera b'mei sipurei is metame adam. And he states, El Shech Vezer, and Metame Adam, Minolon. How do we know that if a person touches Shech Vezer, he becomes Tame? La Mishum, the Hoyle Metame Begodim, Metame Adam. Isn't it because we know that it's Metame Begodim, and therefore it's Metame Adam, and Shech Vezer has a din like an Abba Tumma, and therefore we should apply the same reasoning to the din of a Mitzera? And Lemaisa, the Pasuk B'Negei Shech Vezer, states, V'chol Beged, V'chol Ora, Ashiyil of Shech Vezer. And Lemaisa is talking about a Beged that's not Bechiburin, and once again, it's not really a great Raya, because we could say, Tum b'chiburin shiny. However, once again, Rav Achtavoy has a better question on Rav Sheshes, as Omolei Shech Vezera Nami Behedik Sebei B'negei Shech Vezera. The pasuk tells him first that it's mitame a person, as the pasuk says Oy Ish L'Rabbis Sanegeya, and that's ma'abur that if a person touches Shech Vezera, then it becomes tame, and therefore we still do not have a makar that a mitzera b'mei sipurei is mitame adam. And prior to the Gemara actually bringing us that makar, the Gemara finishes with the story with Rav Achtavoy and Rav Sheshes, and the Gemara tells us that Rav Achtavoy was so happy with the ability for him to knock off all of Rav Sheshes' rayas, so he looked at him and he was very happy, and he showed that he was rejoicing in the fact that he was able to ask shaylas to Rav Sheshes and showed Rav Sheshes did not have makar. And the Gemara tells us cholish died to Rav Sheshes, that Rav Sheshes felt bad, and therefore as a inish ishtik Rav Achtavoy ba'ami v'siyak talmudei, Rav Achtavoy ba'ami became a mute, and he also forgot all his learning, and lashon v'siyakar that it became very tired and very expensive, as Lamaisa, he forgot all his learning and he lost a lot of his knowledge. And at this point, the Gemara finally gets to the point why we called Rav Sheshes Ulo Mishagas al Chosei de Imei, and the Gemara tells us Asi Imei beKabachi Kamei. Rav Sheshes' mother came and cried in front of him in order that she should be able to help Rav Achta Rav Ami, that he shouldn't be mute and he should get back his Torah. And even though she screamed at Rav Sheshes that he should help out Rav Achta Rav Ami and she davened for him, but Rav Sheshes felt that Rav Achta Rav Ami was Mivaza Talmud Chacham, and therefore, based on Kavod Torah, he didn't even listen to his own mother. And when this method didn't work, so his mother said to Rav Sheshes, Chazi lahanichadoi de matzis benayu. She took out her breast and she showed it to Rav Sheshes and said, see my breast that you were manik from, and just like I had rachmanis on you, and I fed you when you were a child, you should also have rachmanis on Rav Achta Rav Ami, and boyu rachmi lev issi. And finally Rav Sheshes went and davened for Rav Achta Rav Ami, and he was healed. And we learned that when the Gemara stated that Ulu Mishagas Chosid Imei was talking about Rav Sheshes and the mother of Sheshes, however, Ayin and Tesis, Asi Imei v'kabachi kamei, Pirish Rach, the Hainu Imei to Rav Achtavoy, that the mother of Achtavoy actually came to Rav Sheshes, Uludek Pari Ulu Mishagas Urchid Imei, and the calling of Achtavoy, the person that caused his mother to have to go against her normal Shtega, Shagarim Le'imei L'Spazis L'Fair Rav Sheshes, as he caused his mother to be embarrassed in front of Rav Sheshes, as he showed him her breast, Mehi Hoysum, and he Kosish Rav Sheshes, and L'maisa, she was the wet nurse of Rav Sheshes, and L'kach Omra, Chazi Hanichadoy, the Matzis Minayu, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, that son Allah, Minolon, that L'maisa, we left with the question, that how do we know that his Mitzuriyah Bimei Sipurai is actually Mitami a person? And the Gemara tells us, Kedetanya, that we learned this based on a Braisa, Rav Shum Meichoy Omer, Rav Shum Meichoy states, Namakibas Begodim Bimei Sipurai, Vinamakibas Begodim Bimei Chilutai, that since the Torah requires Mitzuriyah to clean his Begodim that he's wearing, Bimei Sipurai, and it also tells us that the Mitzuriyah has to clean and wash his Begodim that he wore during Bimei Chilutai, and Mal Alon Mitame Adam, Afka Mitame Adam, and just like by Mitzuriyah Bimei Chilutai, we know that he's Mitame a person, so therefore by Mitzuriyah Bimei Sipurai, he is also Mitame a person. As Rashi previously stated, by Mitzuriyah Bimei Chilutai, we actually have a Hekesh to a Mace, Litame Apa Oil, and Rashi brings Nemakibis Begodim Bimei Sipurai, Vahoy Biyay Mashvini, Galeach is Kol Sa'arai, Vinemakibis Begodim Lamaila Biyayim Taras Atsuparim, Kashiyetim Mitumas Heklet, Vahibis Hamataras Begodov, and therefore we compare Mitzuriyah Bimei Sipurai to Mitzuriyah Bimei Chilutai. And Tezis points out that although Bekama Dvarim Chomer Yimei Chilutai Bimei Sipurai, that we do find many Chumras that are Yimei Chilutai that do not apply Bimei Sipurai, V'legom Mehekesha, V'hainu Taimu Meshum Dilgami L'Motzim Midbar, as certainly we can't learn completely from the Dinam of Mitzuriyah Muchlet, Doksiv V'Tarya, the Mashman of Tarya Mikmoy Shehoyu Mitchila, as the Pasuk tells us that after Yimei Chilutai, and after you go through the process, then L'maisa he does become Tarya B'Miksas, and therefore it has to be that the Mitzuriyah Bimei Sipurai has certain Kulois, Al-Dafka L'Hach Milsa Gamri, and we only learn B'Negedas Din, L'Vishayin Shavim, the In Adam Akela Mekamon and the Gemara continues, that a person that does tzedakah privately and discreetly has greater power than the tefillos of Moshe Rabbeinu. And as Tesis says, Pirish Yosef Mishachar Chamim Moshe Rabbeinu betfilasai va'afarav the Moshe Nami asa tzedakah b'seisa shema isashok va'pasuk isaschus. Rabbi Elazar explains, Ilu b'Moshe Rabbeinu k'siv b'negei Moshe Rabbeinu the pasuk of Eschanan states ki yigartim pnei afachema, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Klai Yisrael after the Chet HaEgel, so Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klai Yisrael in Parshas Veschanan, ki yugartu in pnei afachema, that I was scared because of the wrath and the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher kotzav Hashem aleichem lahashmin eschem, vayishma Hashem elai begam pamahi. However, v'ilu b'oise tzedakah k'siv, b'negei as someone that gives tzedakah, the Pasuk in Mishlei states, matam b'seisa yich be'af, v'shoichir b'cheik chema azo. And Rabbi Elazar learned that the entire Pasuk is going on someone that gave tzedakah secretly and discreetly, as the Pasuk states, that a person that gives a matana, when he does so b'seisa, then that'll cover over the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and someone that gives money that is in the basam of a person, meaning he gives someone money quietly, then that act will be yich be'af chema azo. However, the Gemara says, "Upligd Rabbi Yitzchak, this member of Elazar is chilek on the member of Rabbi Yitzchak. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak af koifa chema in a koifa, that even though tzedakah will be able to cover over and protect someone from af." However, tzedakah cannot protect someone from the chim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemas, he teaches the Sefer the Pasuk, v'sheicha b'keich chayim azah, that even though you give tzedakah secretly, and even so, the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be very strong, and Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't apply the word yichpa that says at the beginning of the Pasuk to the end of the Pasuk. Ayin teizit dinu maschel chayim ha'in ha'kaifa, teimun ha'perk abon and darim ha'minon, the chayim ha'moshe hargoy, and Moshe killed and destroyed the midah of chayim ha'in ha'pashas is mashma, that even though Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Lazar are arguing, but both of them agree that God will issue tzedakah b'seisa yosim reish rabbeinu, and l'fir Rabbi Lazar, that a person that does tzedakah takes away chema and af. However, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, he only takes away af and not chema. However, l'maisa, it does take away something, and therefore he's greater than Moshe. However, ayin the mefarshim that explained the Gemara a bit differently, and the Gemara continues, ikid amri, we have another version as to what Rabbi Yitzchak stated, on Rabbi Yitzchak called dayin sh'netel sheichad may be chema azal ilam, that any dayin that takes sheichad will bring chema azal into this world, as he applies the sefer this pasuk to sheichad, and the pasuk states v'sheicha b'cheik chema azah. And we will read the next gemara quickly, and then we will go back and explain the 6 brachos and the 11 brachos, as what Rabbi Yitzchak states, kol nesef putla ani misparach b'sheish brachos. If someone gives actual money to an ani, he will have 6 brachos. However, v'aisim advarim, if someone doesn't have money and instead he goes and tries to make the ani feel better and he speaks to him nicely, misparach b'yadal brachos, he will have 11 brachos. And Taiz points out that if someone gives tzedakah and he is also mefaisa b'dvarim, then he will receive 17 brachos. And Rabbi Yitzchak explains, Hanesim putel ani misbarach b'sheish brachos, dechsiv as the psukim in Yeshaya and Perek Nun Ches, from Pasuk Zayin through Pasuk Tes, state as follows, Haloi paris l'reiv lachmecha v'aniyim rudim tavi bayis kisira arm v'chisisai umi b'sarach l'ay tisalim. So we see this is talking about someone that's giving tzedakah, and then the psukim that continues state, Az yibaka kashacha irecha v'aruch chasecha mehira titzmach v'halach l'fanecha tzidkecha k'vayit Hashem yasvecha. And as the Bach continues and adds in the next Pasuk, Az tikra v'Hashem yana tishaveya v'yom hineni. And the 6 brachas are as follows. Number 1, Yibaka Kashacha Recha. Number 2, Varach Hasecha Mehira Tetzbach. Number 3, Vahalcha Lefanecha Tzidkecha. And number 4, Kfir Hashem Yasvecha. Number 5, Oz Tikra Vashem Yana. Number 6, Tishava Vayyim Hineni. And Rabbi Yitzchak continues, Vam Faisa Bidvorim, Misbarach Beachas Esri Brachais. Shenem, as the Pesukim in Yeshaya continue with Pasuk Yud Yud Alf Yun Beis. And the Pasuk states, Vatofik Lerov Navshecha, Vinefesh Nana Taspia, Vizorach Bachoshech Recha Vaflusecha Katsarayim. And the next pasuk continues, V'nocha Hashem Tamid, V'zbiya B'tzachzachos Nafshecha, V'atz Mesecha Yachlitz, V'yisach Gan Rovo, Chumoytsu Mayim, Ashalei Yichazu Meimov. And then the pasuk states, U'bonam Memcha, Chavuz Oilam, Moisei Dor V'dor Tekoimim, and V'koyer Lecha, Goyde Paretz, M'shoivim Nesivis L'shoves. And Ayin in the bottom tesis that points out, when the pasuk states, V'tofek L'rov Nafshecha, V'nefesh Nana Tasbiya, it's actually not talking about giving tzedakah taniyim, but as tesis states, the nefesh Nana Tasbiya, Hayon Tasbiya B'dvarim, Shetvaisenu Bidvarim. And then the pasuk tells us that you'll have 11 brachas. Number 1, Vizarch Bachoshech Arecha. Number 2, Vafilrascha Katsarayim. Number 3, Vinach Hashem Tabid. Number 4, Vizbia Bitsachsechois Nafshecha. Number 5, Vatmisecha Yachlitz. Number 6, Vayisig Gan Rava. Number 7, Chemoitz Mayim Asheli Chazu Meimov. Number 8, Uvonim Chachavis Eilam. Number 9, Moisti Dovidar Tukaimim. Number 10, Vikurl Chagoy de Paritz. Number 11, Meshevin Sivis Lashaves. And the Gemara continues with another member of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Gei Tzedakah. For Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma'idah Siv was the pasuk of Mishlei mean when it says, "Roid of Tzedakah v'Chesed," that those that run after Tzedakah and Chesed, Yimotzi Chaim Tzedakah v'Chavid, will find Chaim Tzedakah v'Chavid. And the Gemara asks, "Mishum the Roid of Tzedakah, Yimotzi Tzedakah?" Do you think because a person runs after Tzedakah and causes other people to do Tzedakah and does Tzedakah by himself, he will actually be the subject of Tzedakah and he'll have a klala that'll have to take Tzedakah? Alaylim l'chad, the pasuk is telling us that kol roid of achat Tzedakah, that if a person runs after tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzalai mois v'isa ben tzedakah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that he has money in order to continue doing tzedakah. Or if even a person goes and tries to make sure that other people give tzedakah, then eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that he has his own money and he could give tzedakah. And Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Dibur Masal Tzedakah, Zu Oisha Shiyulun Al-Chasim V'Oisha Shiyasimem Tzedakah. And Rabbeinu Geshem clearly states that Ashiris is defined as someone that has enough money and is able to give tzedakah. And Ayin and Tezis read on Daf Yud in Masechtas Tainis, who says a similar idea. The Gemara continues. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says when the pasuk says Yimotzei Chaim Tzedakah V'Chavod, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mamtzel Bnei Adam Hamugodim Las Ben Tzedakah Kedei LeKabel Leim Schar, that if a person gives tzedakah, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that when you give tzedakah, you're actually giving it to people that need the tzedakah, and therefore you'll get your full schar. LaFukei Mai. And the Gemara asks, what is this coming to exclude? And the Gemara states, LaFukei Medarish Rava. This is coming to exclude the drasha of Rava. The Darish Rava, as Rava dashed in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, when Yirmiyah was cursing the people of Anasais that wanted to kill Yirmiyah, and Yirmiyah davens to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Va'ata Hashem Yadatas Kolatzasim Alay Lamaves, that you know that they wanted to kill me. Al Tchapa Avinam V'Chatasim Ufanecha Al Tamchi V'Yu Mechshalim Ufanecha Be'is Apcha Asay Bahem. And Rava dashed Ami Yirmiyah L'Fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that Yirmiyah said Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rebbeinu Shleilam Afilu B'Shoah Shekayfin Es Yitzran Mevakshin Lasit Tzedakah Ufanecha, that even if there will be a time that they will be kaif for their nefesh and they will actually do charitable acts, so you should make sure that the tzedakah goes to people that are unworthy of tzedakah, and therefore that would not be a schus for them. And as we know, tzedakah tatzel and mavis, and Yirmiyah was basically saying that they should not even be able to give tzedakah in order to protect themselves from misa. And the Gemara continues with another drasha relevant to the pasuk of Mishlei that states, "Reidu tzedakah v'chesed yimatzi chayim tzedakah v'chavod." And the Gemara states, "Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, kolor ragul lasis tzedakah." If anyone that does tzedakah often, havi loy banim bali chokhma bali oishah bali agada, he will have children that are bali chokhma bali oishah and bali agada. And the Gemara explains this limud bali chokhma dechsev, that we know that they'll have children that are bali chokhma as dechsev, as the pasuk states. And we continue on daf yudam and aleph roiyu dif tzedakah v'chesed yimatzei chayim. As Rashi brings from Mishlei that the pasuk says b'degei chokhma kimoytzei moytzei chayim. In addition, bali oishah dechsev tzedakah, and you'll also have children that will have wealth, as it says that they'll be able to give tzedakah. And number three, balei agada dechsev v'chavod and ksev hacha v'chavod. It says over here chavod v'ksev hasam, and it says in another pasuk of Mishlei chavod chachamim chalu uchasilim meirim kolayin. And as Rashi says, that how do you know just because you have children that are going to have honor that they are balei agada shein dashonim meishmas aleiv hakol mechavneisam, that people appreciate their drushes and that will cause them to receive greater honor. And we will stop over here.